Joseph, he starts off assuming with how many verses there are. He says there are five. The Tzvam, you look at the numerous Tzvam, they're counting 5, 6, 7, 10. I think the Achashman, it comes out that we hold them in the 9th vest. I think it's the old vests that are. It's just good to know. There's Aflog of Chodesh and Beni, that's the three that everyone basically has. There's Dilig and Tiruk, there's Shoyt and Shvur and Oinis, that's 8. Holding right now by Vest Agof, for the 9th one. One may contend, you can say Vest Achilo, which we'll get to, but Vestan not really is Machoikis if it's Vest Agof or Oinis. Who are there? Vestan are 9 vests that a person should know about. 3 of them on the gate to Evin Oshim, and the other 6 a person should know about. First to start off, again, not to this computer program again, but has over there all the basics, but again, left out Vestas of Vestagoth. It's not there. It doesn't explain it, doesn't say anything about it, and the way at the bottom brings down, it says, Motim Oivai Noshim to have it, he said, Mizar is them, to warn them about it, yet he's one of the people that seem to help out with this program. Maybe it's another reason why it's not good to have programs, is because they think whatever it says, that's enough, this is my rabbi. And if you would have a rabbi, at least if you do it yourself, you know, you think you should ask somebody. If you have a program, though, what's better than these people? So Lamais is another reason why Yasha could be against this program, or anybody could be against it. Lamais is missing the Indian of Vest Agof.
You didn't have a program, they'll just mark down the day. And
no, so if it's you, they know they know that they got the article by Forrest, and see, there's tons of things here, and he has a whole chapter, Vest Made Simple, fine. They know there's a lot more going on, and they know there's a lot more to ask. If you have a program that just says these things, and they put it and they follow it, they don't even think there's any more to ask. What's better than by Fivel Cohen, and by Reisman, and by Isby, and Vassal, and Vassal David? Those four people were the ones behind it, so what's better than those four? I got all four rabbis. Fine. Besides, Shalz came out, Lalocha didn't work out with the program. But the left of Esther, only the Vest Agof. Now again, the Baray starts off, in the middle of the Sigilia, he mentions that you have to be very careful, warn the Noshim, the Halacha, the Kedvei, Mo'id, Lalocha, for Noshim to have it in the Vest Agof, and you have to go warn them and tell them. This is how Sarah Shani, the Berkut, says you should not tell Noshim, they don't know exactly what they're doing, because they don't have the Chal between Vest Agof and other cases. So we'll get to exactly what the machlokes is, but there seems to be two different anhogas. And to say what Rav holds, I don't know. I'm just whatever I've been told. I stopped saying Rav because I'm not able to tell anything otherwise. But there are those who don't teach the Noshim, the Kal teachers don't teach it, and the family don't seem to really learn it. You can't do that to go. Well, it's like character. They talk about it. You should tell them. Don't be too worried about it. However, there is a concept of Vest Agof. So my sister, this is machlokes, exactly how to. To deal with that hunger, that's a good. No, that's not yes. The computer program seems to go to the Malach, we don't tell them. At least they write it somewhere, some concept explaining what a goof is, what a is. They should have wrote it somewhere. It's not there at all. That's the problem. So, this is how for the cases. First, go to the cases, we'll build from there. The Mishnah, before the Mishnah, that's Tamar Gimel, the Mishnah that has the rest of goof, you'll read the Mishnah, the Mishnah mentions 6 cases. And then says Kyoitzu Behem, the Gemara is plus 3 Yemayim. The Gemara mentions 4 other cases. And Betzim, the Gemara, the Mishnah has 10 cases. 10 cases of Vest Agof. What's the Yisoid of Vest Agof? The way that we shouldn't very clearly explain it, the Rajbo, the Ram, the Meiri, that the Chilti of Vest Agof and Vest Oinus is Vest Oinus is that you are Gorim it. Betzim, you should not see it today. You are Kaivit, the Kvitsa. And if you are Gorim it for the Dam to come out, therefore it's a Vest Oinus. Mashing of Vest Agof is Pungfaker. Betzim, she's supposed to see on this day. And every time she sees him this day, the dam that's going to come out is gurim her to have this coughing spell, sneezing spell, any spell we're going to get to. But it's gurim for her to have these simonim. So the case of Vesta Oinus is a siva. The case of Vesta Guf is a simon. It's a raya. The body that's been caused by her body, though, since the dam is imminent to come out, my focus is gradually wrong exactly how it works. But either because the dam is imminent to come out, or the dam is about, or it's going to come out, therefore it's causing her to have these simonim. Therefore, the simon ba'alma that her vest is coming. Now, again, the Chazal have 10 cases. Just explain them to someone in Nagaya. And the way how the Shulchan brings down, the punching down, these 10, they develop, it ends up being 18 batsim. And the way how the Rosh says this, even though it's my place what these things are, Elu, Jibu, Kim, Chaim, and all of them are going to be MS. We'll get to the other cases. First, Mishnah is the case of Mepiakas. So, again, Machalik is showing them what it means, where the Machalik brings down. Either it's stretching, now, or the case of yawning, or the case of the words of the Shach and Taz, eight machmas oichol, they made a sound from the mouth. I mean, Betzim had the chakmasodim, and the Shulchan says, grepsin, burping, or belching, whatever. So those are cases of what Mepiaka means. Now, just what the Shachat Ha'a said, Machmas Oichel, doesn't mean you eat it, and then it causes you to belch, and then you see your dam. That's Ves Achilo, that's Ves. It means only if I care. When you eat, and also the dam is Oichel to come, then when the dam is Oichel to come, it causes you to belch. And of course, you have to have food inside your stomach to belch. Therefore, the Shachat Ha'a says, Machmas Oichel, you have to eat. But the Achilo is not the case that's causing this to happen. It just needs it to be there in order to have this case of belching. Now, Poshit, as the Poshit break down, from the Rishon already, Taisa says, does not mean the natural way of you drink your Coke and, you know, a couple of minutes later it makes a sound, belch. It means basically that it happens more than what's normal. But where the Taisa is in an hour or two, or other Rishon, my different Rishon is, but Ikka the Poshit can say whatever's not normal. Basically, the words are a thing that happens constantly, a spell that's not a normal thing to happen. That means not stop yawning or stretching. People have to do that all the time. I see it all the time during Hapura. Fine. Not, well, it has to be more than that. It has to be something that's a constant that I don't see, Baruch Hashem. Fine. That's one case. Mitzat. Mitzatashas. Also the second case in the mission over there. Also, my thought you showed them places the Torah. Does it mean from Malamato or Malamailo? Basically, does it mean a sneezing spell or the words in English is a flatulence, I think, spell. Third case of the mission is choshev mipi kreisa. Basically, you have a ache or cramps inside your stomach. Or another case of the mission is b'shkulei ma'ayo in the lower abdomen. So basically, two different areas of your stomach, two different cases. Either it's in your stomach or your lower part of your stomach. You have a case of shafas. Basically, it went from the dam tor to dam tomei. Another case of the mission is kamin samoris oichsam oisai, which my colleague should show them what it means. Where the shachanar brings down, it means you have hot flashes. Basically means to get your regular temperature and also get hot and goes away, hot and goes away. By the way, the Rambam brings it down, these Tamas Saris Basara. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I mean, what, pull out your hair or your hair gets frizzy? Stands up your hair? Okay. Goosebumps? Fine, that's another one, Mahalakh would mean. Another case, that's our kind of mission. Those are six cases of the mission. I already have a bunch of Pshatim. Again, the Rosh is Elu Elitim Divilikim Chaim. And all brought down Lalakh Bekabog in the Paiskim. The case in the Gemara. It's basically Rosh Kfeidim Malaya, she has headaches. We'll get to what that means, headaches. But in another case of Gemara, it's a Verm Kfeidim Malaya, she has her limbs are very heavy upon her. Now, of course, they're two separate things. Rosh and a Varel, so the place are very clear. Two different things, either Rosh, her head, she gets headache, or a Varem. Third case of Gemara is Rosh Techas. My colleague to the Gears is, but either Ramban says she has a shivering spell, or she gets a fever from the Rambam. And then the Gemara's last case is Gusa. Gusa, again, the fullest Malcolm of the Rishonim, either she has to throw up. It does not mean when she's pregnant, it means Samazan when she's she has a feeling she has to throw up, or she gets nauseous, or she gets constipation. Fine, or the Choshev Kasleha, I'm not sure what that is. But those are the cases among the Rishonim, 18 different cases. Now, first to go back to the case of a headache. Now, come along the Iri on the Sugim, Iri Efikasha. It says, if the case of a Rosh Revorm Kvedim is a case of a Vesta Guf, what's the law of Vesta Guf? Once you have Vesta Guf, you know the Chosh but anything else. Yeah, three times they get a headache, that's it, you're on the Chosh for a flogger, a Chosh, nothing else to be Chosh for. Back to Miri, if so, there's no Einus anymore for Noshim, there's no more Vestas for Noshim, because all Noshim, how they get the periods, all the periods, they get always get headaches before it. That's his kasha. You want to say Choshin Lahachmi and say the whole entire case of Rosh Hashanah is Dafka L'Chumro. Avada will not wear your vest. However, what it means is you read Chumro, it's either you have your vest or a flogger of Chodesh, and also you have the case of a headache. Also a case, which the Yimang is Chiddush, he himself says it's not a Pasha of the Sukkah, not that way. What the Pleskim is Maneno take out of it, the way how, let's say, Mishmeres Tarab brings down from the Yashim, Yashim says, what's Daf? Maitha, every headache. He says, no, it has to be Dafka, a headache that's not normal that you never see. Meaning, women get headaches, men, people get headaches all the time. If you always get a headache before your vest, that's not a vesicle. Vesicle would be something that's not normal. Just like it's not, no one ever belches for 2 hours straight. Posh, it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen. This headache has to be different than what you always would get. Even though you always get before your vest, it has to be something different. You usually get a regular headache in here, you get a migraine, fine, that's the vesicle. That would be something that's different that you never get. That's what, therefore, after the Meiriyat Kash, it has to be something that's different.
Why? The Maitha should never get had a headache.
No, people get headaches all the time.
No, I'm saying if she never gets appears that had a headache, so she has
no,
to
no,
be
No, the site over here from this case, the one being Meiri, Ms. Kash about them, is that the site over here has to be something that you never get. That you never get at all. you always get to, your vest is always bedek. So what? Better, you want to say pichashmin, the vest in a kavua, you can be oike once you get a headache, right? A pichashmin, you always like when it comes out. Whatever, you choish the next time you get a headache. You got a headache in between, so now it's gone. You're not choish anymore. So I might say this time maybe you didn't get a headache in between. Fine, but that's not the Yisrael. The whole Yisrael, the vest, the gufs, the gubiashiv, it's not for something that's not normal to happen. If you want, doing this also for the chat, the Achta Beinu Khalidal, the cycler, being that a certain person went to Moshe and said, my wife has headaches. So Moshe says, headaches are nothing. Women always get headaches. And the wife says, it's like an act way all vested. Mama says, it's kashu. So the guy went to the cycler, and the cycler says, what do you want? Why do you have headaches? You have headaches to the vest that goes. So the way Rabbi Kramer explained it to me, look, what he means is, Mama should like a biyashu. It means, what do you mean a headache? It means you have to have a lot of headaches. When Moshe meant to knock away, a lot of halachim shulchanarach. It means when women say we have headaches before you get your period, they only get headaches even don't get a period. That's what it is. It has to be something that's different. Shivering or hair standing up, these things are not normal things to happen. Coughing for a long time is not normal thing to happen. It has to be something that's not normal. It's not normal, that's fast I go. It has to be something, the way the Shem sounds like, the Shem in the way they sound, hour to one to stack the lotion. Sound like it, mamash has to be. This is klar. This is where it's coming from. This is what that figure is. It's klar. Now, that's one you said, and we'll get to maybe a fact because in certain cases. Another question is: we just mentioned Baruch 18 different cases. But also, God of this, he said also Berkowitz says the same thing. That's why he says God, we don't tell Noshim about these cases because every headache is something in the best. Like, well, the best, and this is where the Makorah comes. We don't teach this Mahalach because it does it. It could be the body argues on this. Maybe he holds a headache as a headache for Maestro. Berkowitz says, Maestro, why teach him a headache? Maestro, get headaches all the time. They start being close, get worried, get afraid about it. They have stomach pain, cramps. They get cramps all the time. Who knows why? So that'd be a real cramp they only get before the vest. Some cramps they get, some of them they get, some they don't. That's not nichum salofa of cramps. That's Aleph. The second point is, we have over here 10 cases, 18 brought down by the Rishonim. What about cases that's not brought down? Not brought down. Is that also going to be Michal and the Locha of Vestagos? So that's when we read the words of the Rambam. He springs down certain cases and says, Kiyetzabai Ma'oris Elu. The words of the Rosh is what? Kol Chush Shinoi, anything like that is Vestagos. And the Chushukum, he's not lost down. The Losh of the Kol Chush Shinoi sounds like anything. Come on, different from there. One is saying not the way. I think the Rosh Madam is Yad Meir, but others say the same. Sorry, Dvei Yatsim, Keshva Eifoy. They borrow whatever the Chazal says, Chazal say. Says Dvei Yatsim, whatever the Chazal say, not more than that. The Kash is why? The Maitre? Why should that be? The Maitre says the word of Hashem is whatever, any Chosha causes it. So the way how the Padova and Tshuva explains, Avada is not Locha Moshe Mitzina, that these 10 things, these 18 things are being cleared. By Raya, the Mishnah says one thing, by Piakon, three different Shot among the Hashem, and come along the Rosh, and says, Elu, Elu, Divila, Kim Chaim. But it doesn't mean the Loch Moshe Mitzinai. But if I get it, the Gemara says what? The Gemara says, we have six cases in the Mishnah. And it says, Ki Yetubem. Correctly, more, Lasi Yemai, and we bring down four more cases. I mean, just say the Klal, very simple. That, Lasi Yemai, all cases. These four cases are being moisted. We have six in the Mishnah, four more. Lasi Yemai, what? Everything. Sounds like Dafka these four. And if I get it, the Rosh says what? All these Elu Elu Dilukim Chaim. And if they weren't, well, Maisa, they're all Maisa Chazakas, called their Shinois. The way that the Padawan Taina, the Rishonim knew that these are things that are Gorim Dam. If you don't know that things are Gorim Dam and not Gorim Dam, then you're not going to climb, you won't be Samech upon it. If that's not what Chazal says, we have nothing more than what Chazal says. And that themselves are in Shulchan Aruch. We have a Lacha on the 50th test, goes to multiply all the cases. Don't take Yetzadai, don't take Yetzadai, or Shachta, no one says anything. They just explain the cases. Why say the case for? To tell us anything that you have a shini in your group that changes, that you know is going to happen, that's the best of group. Say the cloud. The cloud's not there. The loch is not there. Kyoitsubai is not there. It sounds like Dafka, these are nothing more. It only does sound that way. The Rosh doesn't mean everything. Fine, it does mean everything. But you would have to know for sure if this thing applies to. Therefore, could be my soul gets the case of pills at different times, these birth control pills. Fine, we have statistics and we know as a fine that could be nichol already chazal. It's not lacham moshim mitzinai. We might say we know a statistic. Well, otherwise, damn, the people come along and say that I know every time I have a certain feeling this way, I have a gosh this way. I know damn comes. Who said that's nichol and get a vestagos? That's those one time. I'm not ashamed. Maestro is Rav Hanan. It's not the way Rav Hanan says Maestro. All Vaisa go within their fault. Yesh Lodin, exactly, each one has their right. The Svar is, it should be everything. The Makor is certainly sound not that way. The Makor sound like Dafka, what Chazal said, nothing more than that. So, to go through cases that Chazal don't say, that after it's after Chazal. The first of two cases that's not clause within Chazal. There's one case, you see Dam Tor, and afterwards, sorry, if you see a Marator, let's say the Vedigas see Marator, then see afterwards Maratome. So, come along with Yeshua, and it says that's Nichol in Alocha of Vestagos. Now, those who want to say that's Maestro Meir Pshat and Shrefak, that's Meir Pshat, if it was Nichol and Chazal already, it's not a problem. And the place coming down, Agam the Deva Yatsin wants to argue this thing, and he says, well, then Chazal say nothing more. If you have no right to say Adam Maratar, he says it's Torah in Godel. Well, it's before the reason why they're being Machmer, because Maestro is the Meiri. So, look upon the Meiri. So, what? Those who want to say, whatever Chazal say, Shabbat says cases, and that's it. And these things we know. More than what we know, you have to prove. Prove, you have to know for sure. Just, you took statistics, you prove it, 100%. But I'll say, we know this is going down. Do you know for sure that, do you know the fact is that when you have Dam's Oim Dikam, that Marator's Oim Dikam? Do you know that? Because I'll say that you know that when Dam's Oim Dikam, you're going to start coughing. Because I'll say that. Fine. So one has a connection to another. Marator, you don't know, has any connection. The Mike Bay came out that way. You have no idea there's a connection. And I'll say it to Mishnah says the Gemara says the Seder. Ever says the Diva Yatsin, the Kleinsberger. What else? I'll say nothing more.
Every time it happens.
So what?
The way it happens. So you see, it happens.
But you don't know it has a connection. My thing came out that way.
It never happens in the Faust. The
Seder over here is Vesta Gulf. This causes that. You know it causes that?
Yes.
You do?
Because
you know
it every time she gets the parish, yeah, this is what happens.
Fine, but you don't know if this is causes that. Maybe it happened. It comes.
Well,
it
happens
what?
20 times. It never happens.
It Dam is causing the piyaka now. Not forget the piyaka is going on. The Dam is causing the piyaka. It's causing the mustache. Causing that. We don't have any connection one to another. That's those one time though. Again, birth pills, we do know. That's the home and theist of it is. But otherwise, some things you don't know that one shaykh to know. Who said that to? Those ones say, yeah. Those ones say, yeah. Yesh Lot, and that's the two sheeters over here. By also, same thing we discussed, the end of Simon Kot Tzadik and Sif and Dalit, the Isha is staining. Where exactly do you put it? Come along the place where Moshe Shuman says, the Vada staining is Nifl Vesta Gof. So the whole Derech is always that way to have staining. Nifl Gedev Vesta Gof. Now, it could be that also Nifl Gedev Chazal or Shefar. It could be Nifl Gedev Chazal. Yishkodin, Varaya, the Vyatsa himself says the Klal of Simpei that we only go after Chazal. He himself says, some the staining is Nifl Vesta Gof. Either the Kasho agrees that Nifl Gedev Shefar and Chazal. Yishkodin. But the two other cases I discussed, which is the one on Chazal, one case is a Pitsoim, pimples. People break out. Now, you can talk for two reasons. Now, the pre-Tyro, a fourth time brings it down, or the Tshuva brings it down from the Baskoin, the Sphinker, I couldn't find the same with Baskoin, and it's a Chosman on the Shiva Smear. Not sure what exactly says inside. Maestro brings down the case of someone breaking out pimples. Now, according to Vayatsev, there's no Makor, there's no Allah, who says one Tali Pan, that's one point. The second point is, Maestro, people break out all the time. It has to come, it's not normal. We start off in the beginning, the Kondomiyash, Vinamosh, before they get a headache. It's something you never get. People, when they're nervous, it breaks out. They eat chocolate, it breaks out. So this time, if you have to break out when you get pimples, if it's always in a special way, she won't break out the way normally. Say that, that's not good. It could be that you can go like a Wagner. Otherwise, sounds like you say, every time she breaks out, she gets a vest. My sense, it's a normal thing. People break out all the time, especially when younger get older, maybe you can tell me it's different. The 3-year-old girl is not so normal that way. Kind of start saying the ages. What, you know, a 19, 20, 21-year-old girl, they break out. There's no use. Well, why exactly the pre-Tara calls the Vesta Gof? So there are two reasons why maybe pimples are not nichol.
Why do you question Chomer? Every time she gets pimples, she gets pimples,
does nothing to be questioned for anything? If it's a normal thing to happen, people break out all the time, right? Guys break out. So maybe we don't have Vesta. Some guys might seem to have it, but they don't. That's not happening.
Shaykh, it should happen. She has to be questioned.
Again, the whole Yisrael of Vesta Gof that come along the place and the saying is something we know is associated Dafku with the vest. We don't know. She coughs. Every time she coughs, you see this. But she coughs normally. What's the luck in that case? She coughs. Every time she had the vest, she coughs twice. Anyone will tell you the luck of Yabi Choshish? I don't know. No one will tell you that Yabi Choshish. Why is coughing different than pimples? Same thing.
Why
Depends how the fever is. Shivering makes sense. Right? Shivering is a normal thing. No one has shivering. The case of or hot spells, these things are not normal things. People don't have hot spells. It's not a normal thing to happen. People get sick at it once in a while, but it's not a normal thing to happen. Every month she gets shivering and she gets hot spells, fine, that makes sense. That's what goes. There's an association one to another. Breaking out, she gets it, sometimes yes, sometimes no. She gets it, nothing to do with that. Right. So the so again the klal is not could be it's against the klal but maybe not the klal is kol shina hagof the klal is true but you have to go prove that there's a shina one has to do with another there's association one to another again if tells the Ken Zion again the Eifod says it's not a, he quotes the Rosh and says he wants to get right from the Rosh. The Rosh is Elo Elo Divrei Kim Chaim. Why say that for? Just say Kol Shinei Gof. What are you getting involved? Who cares what the right shot is? Because I'll say they know there's association.
No, because they can
take the school only one thing. No, but who says to be Choshe? You have to know that we don't have a the call is true. If there's association, it's true. You have to prove there's an association. Three times is not enough. Who says one has to do with another? Who says pimples have to do with Dom? Who says?
Three times.
If we have Shulchan Aruch that says to say the Shulchan Aruch does not say those words for Ma'aseh, doesn't say all cases. Don't say that. Fine, the Ma'aseh look in the Chesh Eifod is right, it's goofy from the Rosh. Fine, Yesh Lod, Ma'aseh doesn't sound away from the words, but goofy is right. Fine, again, it comes down to 2 points over here. But first of all, you have to know the Yesoid is, does it have to be something that's dafka, not normal all the time? Does it have to be a headache that's always not normal when you start with so we ask both for the motion only sounds that way. The second you say is you have to know, do more than what Chazal say. Again, each one the Yeshua could be a Tzmachloikis, but again, the main very simple case where people do discuss the Tzmachloikis are pimples. Before I have these two questions over here, you have to deal with. First of all, who says it associates it one with another? Number one. Number two, it's a normal thing to happen all the time. So therefore, why associate one to another? Now there is another case they discuss. That Isha feels that her period is coming, imminent to happen. And you ask her why, and she has no idea exactly why. The Moshe Tshuva grabbed the discussion by another case. He says, people went to a Moshe and Tanya, we have no vestas. We have no Agoshas, Bizmanenu. We have no Agoshas. Moshe says, not true, Varaya. Some on reason, the day before, they always seem to put a pad in. They know it's about to come. They don't know, but they have that Agoshas, and the pad always seem to be there. They're not usually stuck nowhere without the dam flowing out of them. That's what Moshe says. So they seem to have this Agoshas. Is that Nichol Nalokha Vestagos? So, as Vestaguf Pashas or Vosan writes not Nichol Alocha Vestaguf, however it's Nichol in the Balabatcha idea that she knows it's coming, Yafi Parish. Not maybe it's not Vestaguf, but she knows it's coming, she has that Gosha, she's not exactly sure why, how, and where. Why is he so Yafi Parish?
Who's coming to this? She's in day
28
or
30. No, actually she's nervous. Again, Vosan says not she's nervous, not she's worried. Because some women just. She knows. Again, I can't figure out, women have a sixth sense, especially with Choshereach, they're wonderful, terrific. But fine, they had this sense of Adi Api Parish. Al Noi Tetoivog. It's coming. Parish.
No, it's the Rabbana.
Is he over anything if he's not Parish?
Yeah. Seichel. Seichel. It's just Tashoitim, you know. It's home, Yeshua Achmir. Fine, if you want to ask him to design also from a buzzer, from a fine American or itself, maybe I can say it's brought down. Nice, it's Bosch's Seichel. Bosch's Seichel. Fine, that's one.
Know exactly when.
No, Echonami. Again, every case, the Yisoidim is throwing out. They have to judge, put the Yisoidim in its condition. I'm asking. So she knows, you know, sometimes they feel it's coming and they know it's coming within an hour or two. And about that, she has no best to go. Bosch, you're Parish. She knows it's coming next 3 days, it's like you're saying, you're too nervous, and about it, no shyness. Also, they say if things come due to mood changes or depression or these different feelings, might say also nothing to do with Vestagoth. That's true because women have different moods and different hormones, but it's nothing to do with Vestagoth.
It doesn't
happen every day.
It happens every day.
It happens enough that the Svarm have to write, that's not different from Vestagoth. Fine, again, one of us writes it from a simple, the Oscar thing to sound that way. Fine, that's kind of the cases and the basic problem. Now the lofa, Mina Lokal Vestago. That's in the three cases to discuss. There's a case when a person has a vest Aguf and Mechash by itself. The case when a person has a vest Aguf and Mechash with the Yoim called Morkav. And the case when you don't have is not Kvuas, it's Vesh and a Kvuas. She saw on Latin Aleph Nisim. With this Mechash, she had a it's called cramps. That's probably mostly a normal case. Someone has cramps on Alf Nissan. Well, the Vesh and the month before she didn't have it. Those are three cases you have to work out la loco. So the person called the first case, the person normal case, the person is the Vesh and a Kavor, Alf Nissan. She had cramps with it. Cramps. So what are you choishes for? So first, since the Vesh and a Kavor, you have the choishes for the three basics, Aflago, Choydish, and Bainly. Those are the first three things you have to choish for. A fourth thing she has to be chayish for is for the mechash itself. That means in the chaf ear she starts having cramps. She has to be chayish for the cramps itself. Those are the four things she has to be chayish for. It's very simple. Basically, again, the vesh and a kavur is the three basic ones, plus the mechash itself. What comes down over here, machlokes taz and other pesukim, is what about the lacha bedikas? That will come out get vein again. People who do have cramps, again, it is a common thing. Of course, yesh vodim why we don't tell the nashim, it is a common thing. Of course, vein again to the lacha bedikas. The Lachon Shulchan Aruch sounds like that you don't do B'dikah L'maisa, she's offer. Back to Taz, the Maisa, why the world she offer for it? To Vesha and a Kavua. Vesha and a Kavua, the Lach is, first of the Shalit, if you have to even do B'dikah at all, when Machma do B'dikah, but once the Vesh passed, Avada, she should be Mutter. Why at all do you have to do B'dikah? Come along with Taz, and want to say the case of Vesh, a case of a Mechush, even though it's Ena Kavua, it's worse than the case of regular Vesh and a Kavua. A regular Vesh and a Kavua, maybe the day is the girl, maybe it's a Flago, maybe it's Bainey. But here we have a simon that's coming, it's imminent to happen. What happened? She coughed from Alf Nisan, she coughed again in Chof, she had cramps in Chof. So we have a simon that's imminent to happen. For that reason, says the Taz, you have to do Badika, don't do Badika, you also do Tashmish is offered. Against the Vainaga, first has cramps in Alf Nisan, has cramps in Chof Nisan, she offered that day, not only offered, according to the Taz, you have a Chiyah Badika. Now, Abdad Hashani, those who want to argue, they're being now in the Kisha, the Bach, and Toshi Shlomim. But first they want to tie the notes, Allah is like all Vesha in the Kavuos. All Vesha in the Kavuos, you have to do B'dika on that day. So Allah, they point out over here, here's my Mahamok, and they discuss a regular Vesha in the Kavuos by a Flogo. You have to do B'dika that day or not? They say, who said you have to do B'dika? Well, my Mahamok is this Allah. What? Come on, the Toshi Shlomim, and the Bach, and the Kisha, they're saying, no, it's like all cases, you have to do B'dika on that day. There's no Chilak. So see from them that they hold clearly that every Vesh and a Kavua you have to B'dika on that day. The Taz argues that even afterwards doesn't help. They think no, there's no Chilak. What's Pshat the Shulchan Aruch mean? You have to do B'dika on that day. So when he said receiving them, you have to do B'dika on every Vesh and a Kavua, if that's the day you find your motive, you have to do a B'dika. So coming up at them, there's Machlok Zapoyskim. Again, if you have to, what happens afterwards? Is it during the day? Is it after the day you have to, or even afterwards? Now, this is Shach and Gud Bekeset. Rosh Shulchan goes this way that says, Erech Mami, that day, you want to be matter that day, you said you have to do a B'dika. Achaz, ma moflug, the maestri can't be makom. Well, that's the third sheet, it sounds like. Bika the person go like the Taz. Person is manenu, the swam is manenu, bika like the Taz. It says by when you have a mechush and a guf, even though a vesh and a kvur, you have to do a B'dika. If you don't do a B'dika, the maestri can be also a tashmish, and therefore you have to do a B'dika. Now, what about to do rechitza? You do rechitza on that day. We discussed back in 7 Kufay Dalit. You do rechito on a vest kavua. A vest and a kavua, for those one time you can. But what about vest kavua? Can you do rechito? So, the chor over here by vest and a kavua, the chor that is shalal, all you have to do b'dika or not. So, fine, avada b'di'evad, those one time, somebody did not do b'di'evad, avada rechito helps. So, why do the chor l'chadchilu should not do rechito on this day? The bada shulchum brings it down, the vata brings it down, l'chadchilu should not do rechito, l'chadchilu on the day that you had this mechus. Now, only that, the Vazir goes on even stark, it says you have a vest kavua for Mechush. It says buy a vest kavua of a regular one, you do a chita, you make all the b'di'evet. By a vest kavua of a Mechush, he says even b'di'evet you need zainikim. I mean, he holds the Mechush is stark of right from the Taz. Fine, he says buy a vest and a kavua, and my son found a chita, do b'di'evet is mutter. Chili shouldn't do. El a vest kavua by Mechush, you get need zainikim, you pass him. But it says not the way make chili shouldn't this point. But again, the loch is by very similar by case of a mechush, vesh, ene kavua. You saw an aleph nisan with a cramp. The loch is a mechush with four things. The three basics plus the mechush. And the loch is after the mechush, you have to do b'diko. If not, you also to do l'shamish. That's the first case. The second case is, let's say, a vest of the mechush itself only. you have.
Doesn't
have,
you know,
Rosh Hashanah,
you go to
Bedikah
afterwards, maybe
you do it down there anymore.
She has.
No, I mean, the Gedalia. So the Locha by Kuf Pei Dalad, Chafkila Shubrika during the day, on the
Vesta Kavuah,
it's not
worse.
Yeah, but here's not Kavuah, it's the Vesta Kavuah. It's not worse than the Kavuah. By Kavuah, we said it helps afterwards. But Chafkila, we say by Kavuah, you have to Bedikah during the day, it's going to help afterwards. Not like Yom Yishu. So you also will put a Shubrika, the same thing, it can be worse than that.
Kfiyas is
also a real so
that it's supposed to come.
Kfiyas is a chazaka deraisa. Here's not no deraisa. Here's a it's worse than an enikul, but not worse than a kfiyas. Fine. Second case. Let's say a person has a vest for a mechush only. Mechush only. Example: he saw an aleph. He had cramps. She had cramps. Chaf on a cramp, and on chaf nisan a cramp. And then gimel on the next one. She had cramps. So let's say three times cramps. So now she has the mechush, so basically cramps the best to go. So first, the locha is next time you have cramps, first, is it that with the oino or that yoin? Come on, the body of both, one time, the whole time you say we have a flogo, is that with the oino? Or the chedish is that with the oino, is why? We say the day is causing it. Saying what's that flogo, the day, the distance is causing it. Mashenke, in a case when the mechush one time is loved after the oino, even the whole 24 hour period. Why 24 hour period? Because we see that you had this mechush, but my sadam comes afterwards. So the dam that's being fake is going that you have this mechush, he's cramped. So it should be the whole entire 24 hours. Fine. Now, are you choshes for the oinaveninus? So you really have to go back to Simkul Feidel over there, the Shach over there, and the Ban, and the Machaber, and Poiskim, because they come out, they say you have to choshes for oinaveninus. And as far as why, because my let's say you get cramped, and you get the dam right away in the beginning of the cramp. So what happens? Sorry, I'm gonna take it backwards. No, fine. Let's say you have a choshev oinaveinus and that. So well, lochah is gonna get cramps. You get to see right away. You see down right away. So what happens? It comes oinaveinus. Comes day 30. So what? If you're not being machmir oinaveinus, maybe b'shas tashmish, you end up having cramps. This will be awesome. Therefore, come along the Paiskim, the Shach, and after the Paiskim, the Grass, all they say that even though she had the best group in the Mechush, she had the Chosh for Oinabainis. Because why? Because maybe she saw, while she has Tashmish, she'll have the cramps, and then Bashar, right in the beginning of the cramps, the Maitha will see, and therefore she'll be also Bashar Tashmish, therefore she had the Chosh for Oinabainis. Now, for Chosh in that vlog, the passion, you do not have the Chosh at all for. Now, myself, one thing, bring down the Ashes, says you have to, I'm not sure exactly why. Passion, you have the best for Mechush, of course, there's no Chosh, no vlog. Well, that's the second case. The third case you can have by Mechush is a Morkav. You have a case of basically you saw on Aleph Chodesh with cramps, then you saw Aleph Ear with cramps, and then Aleph Sivan with cramps. Basically you have a Morkav. You have an every Rosh Chodesh on I saw Nisan, Ear, and Sivan. Then also you have cramps on Nisan, Ear, and Sivan. Aloha is called a Vesta Morkav. Vesta Morkav. Now Aloha, what to do about them? There are three shooters on the page exactly what Aloha is. One shayla is first, are you choshes by Vesha Eina Kavua? That's one shayla. The Machlokes Beis Yosef, first time off, are you choshes by Vesha Eina Kavua? Again, you saw on 3 days. Come on, Beis Yosef, and says, let's say the fourth month, a Tammuz, they come, or the Mechush comes, you're not choshes one without the other. You have to have both, you're choshes in the Mechush and in the Yoyim. The Beis Yosef says, no. Since the mice came together, but maybe one has nothing to do with another. It happened he argued had cramps on the same day that was Rosh Chodesh. Maybe he had Rosh Chodesh without the days of the cramps, without nothing to do with the cramps. The Agav came together. Therefore, they said, since they maybe came together, the Agav, therefore he had to get a Vesha Eina Kavua. The Vesha Eina Kavua. Machlokes Beis Yosef, verse more, we know 100% that the Mitzvahs want another, they came together, therefore only Chodesh when they come together, that's the Amor. Or no, you say those mice you get a Vesha Eina Kavua. The Shach and the Tah is both being done by Beis Yosef, because it didn't go through Amor, and because the person go like Amor, but the law is that we do not give it a Gether of Vesha Eina Kavua, Avad is only Gether of Vesha Kavua. That's Amor Shito, and therefore only that comes together will be Chayshish. That's one Machlokes. Built upon that, once we say the law of the Amor, now we give you a second Machlokes. The Amor says what again? You have to have both. You have to have the day, and you have to have the Mechush, you have to have the cramp. What happens if it comes to Tammuz? Al Tammuz, Maisa didn't have the cramps yet, but Maisa should be mutter. But what happens if you see the cramps? The whole entire day is also. So when Mafra, you attach them, and then before the whole entire day is also. To come along the Chavadas, Mashach, and others, and say that when it can be also, they say it goes back, the whole entire day is also, because maybe you'll get the cramps, and they'll be also Mafra. Maisa, you don't get the cramps, but Maisa, you know, because not you may best. Shada Shem Vita said, no, you only chosh is once start getting the cramps.
But the chosh is, she never sees before she gets the cramps.
She did before?
No.
If she might get them, right. She never see before she gets the cramps. But the moment she gets them, do you have the chosh?
It's about fragging
in the age. Yeah. Well, with Osik, she might get the cramps. The whole day is off. What's the law? The law says,
well,
it's the chosh,
maybe
you're
going to get it.
Well,
she's
aiming to get it. She got it on Nisan Yom Kippur. Now comes Tammuz. Maybe she'll see. She's aiming to see. She'll pass 3 months. She didn't get the Mechus yet. She didn't get it, but maybe she will. The Tav says, until you get the Mechus, Zayfus. The Shach says, the Meister, she's aiming to get it. She's close to get it. She didn't get it yet. The Meister, because she's the whole entire Oino.
Well, this is a Chokka. You shouldn't get the Eastern Nido card. It's not Shach to get it 2 years.
It is. First of all, she didn't get the vehicle. I said, get the vehicle done right away.
She gets it right away.
It happens at the beginning. You have to question the whole entire thing. Often Tiv Chofei is what? You get the pick the whole entire time, it says the shaft gets the question the whole time. You know.
Hey, that's something else.
The whole day.
But to say the intro is a mafreya, we're going to have it.
Yeah.
But then you have
the
hour that you
have to
choice.
But if you get to the end, you won't have to. Yeah. Because you didn't get a mechus yet. The whole mafreya, your shaft is over here, you get the aim again in the beginning. You did not get it yet to be the question the whole entire day or not. To come up best in the three sheets of Beis Yosef says you have to give a vesh and a kvur. The Taz says we give it, if I guess, all the way, the vesh kvur and only to get the mechesh. And the shachat in between, we give a vesh kvur for choshesh for that day. And rather they pass the ma'aseh l'imotah. Those are three different sheets that are that the place can discuss mamash on the page. They can form seem to go like the shach. If you want to have a vesh kvur, you have to choshesh for that day itself. You have to push for that day because maybe you get the pekor and therefore you might have to be dumb. Therefore you have to push for the whole day, or you know. Now, that's the best aguf morkev. Now, how to be oikuret? It's normally very simple. The way you get it is the way you oikuret. The only interesting shell is once, let's say you are oikuret, can you get it back? Well, what's the slot to Michal? Why can you get it back? We all know all that's the gewurz can get it back. What happens? You have Rosh Chodesh. That's gewurz. Oikuret Chodesh is gone. See, one Rosh Chodesh comes right back. Chazar comes right back. We pass him, like the Rishon comes back. What about in this case? What's the slot to Michal? So is in those cases the women are aiming to see every month. That's the vesh kavua. That's the nature to see have a cycle. Over here, the side is what? It's not a cycle. Just when she sees, it ends up causing her to see, but to cause her to have this piyaka, to have these cramps. So that is not a thing that women have to have. It's not the death of nashim have to have. It's something else is causing her to have these mechushim. Who says in that case it could be chayzer? This thing shiloh. Yeshvadim, the Ben Moshe says it's Chazara, the Bada Shulchan says Tarachiyim. Fine, Yeshvadim is Chazara in this case. The next, Sivchav is a case of basically of Yisur the day beforehand. What's Halacha? So first, it's very simple. It's basically coming to the figure of Kvitzis. That's how Yisur was Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and then Yisur and Chav, with a Mechesh. Let's say Yisur was Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, with a Mechesh and Aleph. Yisur Chav only by Mechesh, Halacha is only Mechesh. You saw Rosh Chodesh with the Mechush, and then you saw again Rosh Chodesh with the Alpha Mechush, but it's only Yoim. Let's say you saw Rosh Chodesh, then you saw Erev Rosh Chodesh. You have Mechush, Erev Rosh Chodesh, and you saw Rosh Chodesh. The law is very clear that you put the two together and you invest the Mokim for them together. That's basically from the Sugar of Pizzas. But they do say that, they do discuss now how many days before, and 2 days, 3 days. That's like what? So by Kvitus, everyone agrees that we'll say 2 days not Mitzarev. By the case of over here, it's Machlokes of Poskim. Some say yes, some say no. The Lord wants to say about Isaveh, and the Lord wants to say about Sanaveh, and the Shulchan wants to say about Sanaveh, the Ishwad. But what's the Negea to the case of a Zman is that's very Negea also to Anoshim. Again, the three main shalos Negea to Anoshim is first of all, it doesn't have to be mamish different, totally different, she always has. And again, that's what Moshe seems to say. Does it have to be what Chazal say? And this is because the third point is very important to our notion, is that how much time before you have to be choishish. For example, let's say a week beforehand she always seems to break out, and then a week later she sees damp. A week beforehand, is it 1 day, is it 2 days, is it 5 days, is it a week beforehand? How far beforehand when you get a vestagot? Now, the sun brings down three different gedorim. I'm sure that I think Ikma Halach is. Some say it has to be dafka miyad. Miyad, what happens? Sounds like the words are, by the way, she wear her cramps now, within an hour or two she's sore. Otherwise, past that, and no shaitas, no association one to another. 4 miles. Someone bring down the sticker from Kvita, after within 24 hours, past 24 hours. But some say they want time to know anytime. Maisa, you know, 3 days before and a week before, and it always happens that way. So Maisa, whatever the case is, you have cramps a week before. And also, that could be your case to be vest. Those are three different sheets they discussed. What? Oh, so.
To be
chayshu
from
where? Oh, step by step. First, even if you want to give her the gedder of a, let's say go to the mahalach a week beforehand, the halacha is very clear. If you have a piyaka, and she only sees the end of the piyaka, when you only chayshu at the end. Fine, and afterwards you have the mamshah. We only chayshu. That means if she always breaks out a week beforehand, and she sees a week later, it's just called halacha. Just like by piyaka, she only sees at the end. You also only see it only at the end. Therefore, only be chayshu a week later. That's poshut. But the way the Sfarim Bikkur seem to go, when Moshe, Avos, and Abiyashiv, some make a Maruch out of it, but I think the Ikmal they seem to make, it really depends. If you don't have a Vesha in a Kavur, they tell you until 24 hours to the case that you have to be Choshish. That means, let's say, she has cramps, by a Vesha in a Kavur, she had cramps 20 hours beforehand, or an Oina beforehand, next time she has cramps, she has to be Choshish again. After Vesha in a Kavur. But once it's the Maisa more than 24 hours, by Vesha in a Kavur, you won't be Choshish. I'm actually get these cramps you only get a week before and it's fine. However, let's say it's a Veskavur, then the bother of both of them. It's a Veskavur. She knows that 5 minutes later she gets it, 7 minutes later she gets it, 5 days later she always gets it. Then the Moshe, the case of, let's say, Isha always spots. She has a Veskavur. That's the Moshe case. She always spots. She has summoned. Or the case of any cramps, anything that you know always happens to Veskavur, then you have to be choshish for whenever it happens. That means you always know you get 5 minutes later, the body first 4 minutes of body's mutter. Not worse than the case of Piyako. The fifth line of Maisha is going to be also. Be a Veskavur from that case. To be choshish, the Maisha is to associate one with another. The only Makar we have is Gemara and Dafid Aleph. The Gemara says 24 hours, Esmo. We don't have more than that. To make association of a Veskavur and a Kavur, only 24 hours, not more. But Maisha, you know your Matthias is not the way. You know the Veskavur, the 5 minutes later, 5 days later, it happened. So finally, Maisha, you have Chazaki. You know that's your Matthias. Then you have to be choshish when? Only 5 days later. Then again, the people telling us breaking out. This is really a third problem breaking out. People tell me when they break out. Five days before, they tell me 2 days, 3 days break out before. And that's how what happens. We're not going to be choshish with this whole dialogue of breaking out. So again, nothing against the pre-tire brings it down. But Maisha, you have three tainas, stack of tainas. One Maisha not be choshish in the case of breaking out. One's not for time of Chazal. One is the Maisha, you love Dafka. Again, you have to buy the Isha, but love Dafka is the day before. It could be 2 days, 3 days before, more than 24 hours. And the third reason, the Maisha is not different. People break out all the time. When they eat chocolate, they break out also. So again, you look among the Svarim, how long to be Choshes. I just want, again, how Biashiv and Avos and Mishmeret, the Pyro went. Again, the other Svarim seem to drop differently. But I think that's the icky way the Svarim seem to go. Again, for Vesha Eina Kavur, they get it 24 hours. Past that is only via Ves Kavur. Sif Chol Kimmel is the case of the 2 points over here. One is the case of being Mitzaref, and one is the case of Ves of Achilo. The case of being Mitzaref, very clear among the Mechaber, from the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ram, the Rashman, and others, the Vada, that a Ves of Gof might not be Mitzaref one to another. That means you do a Pirko, and then you do a case of in the Atosho. These cases, cramps, might not be Mitzaref. They do discuss what happens, you have three different Pirkos, right? We have a case of yawning, and stretching and belching, those three different cases of piyako. I can be tariff that or not. Mice is all cycles of piyako. Fun Gishlotin, the Fosberger says the Vadia, Tel Hoffman the Bada Shulchan says the Vada not. Fine, I ain't shum. Fine, but Mice is one interesting shall I discuss. Another case to discuss is you pay people off cramps.
It happens because
they're correct. So he says, Posh, yeah, you say Posh, not. Fine. Each one discussed it, and you find Yishwatim. Another similar case, before that the Maisa, the Badin, others, like Sarachin, Shevikosi, whatever you have cramps, the Gemara has two different cases. One is piyakresa, one is bishkula ma'ayo. One is in your stomach, one is in the lower abdomen. Those are, now the other mitzvah the Mishnah puts together, Rambam puts together, the other mitzvah by Tzarachi, and the other they're not exactly sure, is that the same mitzvah, the same concept or not, Yechon and Tzarachi. Now, another case, this is called Al-Tiruf, let's say you have two, it came together. Let's say you have Tzarachi, Emes, Ach, and Tzartosho, you have two together, I'd be choshes for each one by itself, adopted together. One, our Choshulchan says you only choshes the both together, the Bada Shulchan says you choshes each one by itself. Fine, these are interesting shilas you have to deal with. But the ikar thing is really the Ramah over here about the Vesta Achilo. Vesta Achilo is one of the Yitzayisiv, Maholik Rishonim, if it's like Vesta Oynis or Vesta Gof. If it's the case of Vesta Oynis, then we know the Machabashita, there is no Vesta Oynis, not for Einikua, not for Fiat, there is no Vesta Oynis. Maitim goes on board, is that after the Tom, you have a Gedda of Vesta Einikua, the Lalocha, the swarming down with Tarish Shlom, and Tarish Shlom said you have a Choshiv of both Shitas. That means it cannot be oiker. That means let's say the rest a chodesh, so it can be oiker rest a chodesh. Yelamaita in itself, you have choshev, you have rest of achila, that you have choshev mamish for vesh and eklun vesh kavur. You have choshev both. The ikanaf kamina, which we'll really have to get to, is what's the lacha by case of taking these pills, these birth control pills. Maita lechura is the case of Michael. We said of Michael, what's the chiluk between Michael? Why is it not painted? The outside factor, because it becomes part of you. Comes a part of you, you ate it, internalize it, comes part of you, therefore it's a case, maybe it's growth, maybe it's oinus. That's the two ways of looking at it. Which one is it? For all these pills are at them, one of the basic shallows is what, how exactly do you look at it? Is it my chorifim? Is it oinus? Is it growth? Which one is it? That's one basic shallow. Other basic shallow is mislekes stomach, which is really the end of the simon, which we'll get back to. Now also the Ramah over here discusses that the case of my chorifim is gonna be mitzaris. And over here, the Bekir Ego over here discusses what happens if you have two Ma'acholim, that you have two things, you have two times Shum, one time Betal, Vlad Tzarchim, the body said the body of Imachmi, comes from all the Shishim Kvetas. Fine, those are side points. Fine, the kids are, until now we finished the Etzim, all the Vestas, Ikers, all nine Vestas. But we really do have to finish off the Simon in the case of Mislak Sdomim, is Muberes. Kano with the email, and also very important you said of can be kaver vest when you have a mayim pesuach. Just every year on the parasha always mention the concept of shnei mekavecha targum. So this year I'd like to tomorrow morning for once to give a chavur upon it and to the oil about it. And since maybe it's kedai to learn the simin in Hilchos Shabbos simin reish pehei. Everyone says exactly what Simon Reish Behei. Simon Reish Behei is rougher. It's one of the mitzvahs that are very rough on Klai Yisrael. Some odd reason, I'm not exactly sure. It's nice if you people, whoever wants to learn, hear about the sugya tomorrow, could I to maybe learn the Simon beforehand, and they'll do it tomorrow morning. Welcome.